Thank you, David. Well, you know who I am, most of you. I'm Brandon, one of the pastors here. But this is Michael, Pastor Michael, also a pastor here. So everyone say hi to Michael, because he's not usually here in the English service. This is late for you. Yeah. This is almost lunchtime now for the Mandarin congregation. So everyone say hi, Pastor Michael.
Hi. Yeah, first time here. But he's great.
I've been looking for ways to bring you into the English congregation. So this is how we're bringing you in today. Pastor Michael was recently, I mean a few months ago now, on a trip to Nepal and northern India, and been connected with this mission called Going Beyond Mission. Going Beyond Mission. And so today, and as a part of our summer of stories, that we are so happy that he's come to share these stories, mainly because when he was away, he would send pictures to the staff, and we'd see these pictures, and he would tell us these stories. And when he came back, he told us these stories, and it blew us away. And it has ever since he was connected with Going Beyond Mission in particular. So in December of 2023, Michael, you went to Nepal, and one of your teams went to northern India to share the gospel. How did you first get connected with Going Beyond Mission?
Yeah, we got a connection with Going Beyond Missions because this all was from a sister church, from a Windsor Chinese Alliance Church, a Mandarin congregation. There's some brother sister, they went to India in 2018. When one sister, her daughter, when he was there, her life totally changed. Mom never think about her daughter will be like, in the past, he dreamed with and become a good job, more money, travel around the world. But when she came back, he think God want to save people's souls. So that's her dream. Then since then, she went to India. So I also, last year, I met Carol in Nepal there.
And this became a connection then with other churches like Windsor, Calgary Chinese, West Calgary Chinese.
Yes.
And us and several other churches as well.
Yeah, in Arbat, we have got training since 2 years ago in COVID time. So at the time, because so it's isolated all the transportation. So we think about Zoom. So we use the online mission. Is it possible? Yeah, we use it, but it's very effective. The local pastor, local church send people to the different villages. We sit here through Zoom, talk with them. They hold the small smartphone to the different villages. Here we show the gospel, because a lot of people can't read, don't know we show the pictures, like these big pictures we show one by one, show the gospel, and lead the people to know Jesus Christ.
So this is so unique to me. So you guys would gather in a room in little teams, and there'd be a local pastor with a cell phone showing, and people would gather around this cell phone to see and hear testimony and gospel from our team here in Canada.
Yes. So that's an amazing thing. The people just use a smart cell phone. You can go into the mountain. You go to the village. You never go there before. You go to the Muslim world. It's very secretly there in the tent, in the everywhere. So that's animated, like the thing sounds in the, we broke the walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what year did our church start working with Going Beyond Mission?
Yeah, we actually, 2022, we had our first camp in the Providence there, Providence Center.
Providence, yes.
Yeah, we had there very excited. So from our church, our Mandarin Congo brothers and sisters, we got training last year. Since last January, we got our training together. Some brothers and sisters, we have 5 people from a church. We joined the team. Some from West Calgary Chinese Land Church, some from our neighbor Baptist Church, and the East Edmonton Chinese Community Church. So we have the Good Shepherd Church. We have group. We have 40 people trained, but to go there, we only 10 people. I think 10 people, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that lasted through the training. And so describe a bit more of that first online going beyond mission at Providence. Can you describe what that was like for you guys?
Yeah, it's also new things for us because you know the COVID-19, so we use this. We have a lot of training. We call it from knowing to transforming. So not just knowledge, we need the whole body, your soul, your spirit, all your get trained. So if I join the Going Beyond Missions, we have every day, every morning, we got up, we call the Dhaka, punctuate your time at 6 a.m. Then you can run at the winter time, January, you know, very cold, but you have to run. And you have, everyone got the Fitbit.
Like a Fitbit, yeah.
You get Fitbit. You have sent all the requests to our training center. Show what your heart, 130, 150, your heart beats. What's your pulses? What's your pulses? Yeah, every day, how long? You can record how long, 3 kilometers or the 10 kilometers, you should record. So you get out, everybody is strong. And finally, you should get your family doctor's report, physical report, to send to them. And I think you can go the emission in person. So we have very, very strict requirements. That's the reason. For example, this year, we have 600 people join our training. And last, we have 135 people left. So, yeah.
Right, so there's a thinning process that happens, a bit of self-screening as you join this intense training from 600 to 100 and some.
Yeah.
But all for good reason. You're going to be walking a lot and traveling a lot as a part of this mission as well.
Yes. Every day walking it to Nepal, because we went to the Himalaya mountains. So the elevation is 3,000 meters high. So the highest we went to the above 4,000 meters, the mountain all covered by snow. You never saw that before, I think, in your life. So every day average is, I think, 15 kilometers at least.
Yeah,
maybe more than 20, like that. Yeah.
Right. But at the beginning then, you did the training, but you still started online and with the local pastors on the ground. Can you describe what a day like online was?
Yeah, we connect with, because, you know, Indian, even Nepal, they have different, the local languages totally different. Indian people speak English, even this common language, but they have 600 languages different. One day, for example, the driver told them, asked the driver to ask the local people, said, no, I can't, I don't understand what they're talking, they said. So sometimes I'm drawing. So it's because different languages, so we have our team, we have the local people, we have the interpreters, we speak English, and this connects together.
Yeah.
This team. We show the picture here, we speak English, and they translate to local language. Sometimes people from our mainland China, our team member, they don't speak English. They speak Mandarin or Cantonese. They speak Cantonese to English, English to Indian language. And Indian language sometimes to another local language. Yeah. Sometimes four times translation. Yeah.
So you're doing all this work though, but give us a scope. Are people receptive to the gospel there? Did people accept this gospel?
Yeah, like the book of Acts. When people hear the gospel, some people eager to want to get it. I want, this is the real Savior. I need this real, the Lord, this God is real God. This Lord, living God. Because they experienced the healing, the demon be cast out. You can see all of the things happened in the gospel, book of gospel, the Acts. Some people, like Jewish people, local leaders, the big against from the elders, the village elders, the village leaders, village chief, they are very against, because the main religion is two, you know, one is the Hindus, one is Muslim. So it's very different, unique.
Yeah. Well, at one point you were telling us, you started telling us numbers, like this many people came to hear, and this many people became Christians, this many people got baptized, and there's this many churches started, and you began to lose count. But can you give us a scope of idea of how many people you were interacting with and how many may have come to faith?
You mean how to connect with local?
Like how many people were coming to Jesus? I think we have a slide as well at some point that will come up. Let's see if I can find it today.
Every time is thousands of people to connect to the local. We can give the our this this by the end of 2023, our team went to 2 years. These 2 years, we went to the 1,478 villages. Every team have three or four people. We have team leader, then we have another one is everyone prepare own person testimony for, and we have to learn sing the local songs, Indian songs, Nepal songs, local language, we sing, and we also make some of the dramas, some David Kalias and some the stories from gospel, you know, the small drama there. So we met, you know, 20,300 seekers. We got more than 9,000 new believers, 7,000 people baptized. This 2 years. This year, another page is, we just finished online mission by the July 2nd this year, National Day, in United States and in Vancouver. So you see that, and one in Hong Kong, from the mainland China joint there. We have 109 team members, 45 in Hong Kong, 35 in the US, and 29 in Vancouver. You see that they went to the 626 villages, Indian, Bangladesh, and Myanmar this time. So 4,300 people seekers, 3,006 new believers, 3,000 people almost, more than 3,000 baptized. We established 758 house churches. Among them, Muslim, 95, you see, 72 Muslim baptized. That's a very, very, Muslim church is a sick and the Muslim very hard. So, but God do the meeting work. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I look at these numbers, it doesn't even compute in my mind that this is what has been happening, even just this year and then last year from the previous slide. It's above my comprehension to think about this many people, this many new churches starting. So my question for you, Michael, would be, how are these churches surviving now that there's all these believers and new churches there?
Yeah, we have two ways. One is to continue our Zoom training, equipping. Another thing is when the church leaders, first we get 1 week training, the basic truth. The second then we have the 1 month training, half year training, 1 year training. After 1 year training, there's four times after 1 year, if some brothers and sisters, they want to, God call me to serve God with my whole life, they can go to the seminary to do their study, continue study. So last year we sent two couples, one couple to Japan, one couple to Malaysia, to seminary, So then when they came back, they continued to train others. So every month we have the local training center there, supply the training, call the people to the local training center to train the new leaders.
Yes.
Yeah. We call that the person of peace.
Yeah, so important. When you had told me before that this isn't simply just evangelism, but this is a discipleship mission as well.
Yeah, so we treat this not just evangelism. It totally is a discipleship training. It's through this process, everyone can become a strong soldier, a strong disciple.
Yes.
Follow Jesus Christ.
That's so wonderful. Yeah. Well, I want to get a little more personal for you. When you went to Nepal, and you have several stories, but would you just introduce your trip to Nepal, and then we'll get into some stories of when you were there.
Yeah. Why send me to Nepal to there? Because I submit my physical report Yeah, it's Michael. No disease, this guy. This guy body is strong. Okay. And they phone me. Do you want, they send email, do you want to join the team to send you to Himalaya? Yeah, okay. I don't know. Then they send me to this, the border to the China. This the top, it's our team. We have four people. So we have three teams to the Himalaya mountain. So all people, yeah, they know some the genes, some disease, you know, they check. Mm-hmm. So our team is close to China. Yeah, the highest area. Yeah, it's always a five-time flight. The airplane is big from Calgary to London. London to Delhi. Delhi to Kathmandu. Kathmandu to Nepal Ganji. Nepal Ganji to Rara. So we get the plane the smaller, smaller, smaller. And at the last, when I got my bedding, the boarding car said, the seats, no number. So I said, any seats. What's any seats? I don't understand. All there. Only. But when got there, it's a small, you know, local, the military, the plane. It then have, you can't take any seats. Nope. Even, and can put your luggage through the back. And there, you know, see the military airline. Thank you there. Yeah. Yeah, that's our trip there, the Himalaya mountain.
The Himalaya mountains, that's so good.
Yeah, this is our team. We do three teams we did. Last year, we went to Nepal. We went to the 200, more than 200 villages. The second line is our team. We went to 23 villages. We reached 1,189 people. We built 12 churches. And we baptized 140, 2 weeks. So, yeah, 23 villages. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing to hear these numbers. And of course, you were sent
not
out.
Not for us, it's for our whole church.
That's right.
This out with our team here. Yeah, they that's are sent right. That.
Yeah, no, that's so good. Well, I do want to get here. I do want to get to Nepal and some stories here. So, you had a driver, in particular. I'm not sure where you want to start with some stories.
I want to start
pictures.
With the first one. That's the first picture is when I landed in the local, the airport, I saw this, lots of eagles. I just pick one. So I never saw so many eagles, huge. Our airplane, when I look up airplane, it's like this, exactly the same. But here is eagle, our plane is like that. The plane only 1 kilometer long. When the landing, the plane must stop. Otherwise, the end is three. You can't see the cliff. You
know? The cliff, yeah.
So when if the plane cannot stop, we all gone.
Yes.
yeah. So yeah, that's the first picture. I really touched by this. So I, we are like everyone, our brothers and sisters. You are also an eagle, fly in the Holy Spirit. You know, to go. Yeah. This is our team. I'm from Edmonton, Chinese Lands. Chen, the youngest, the mom, two boys' mom, 4-year-old, 2-year-old. He has two boys from Toronto, Chinese Alliance, Chinese Bible Alliance Church. And Sylvia. Yeah, we know her English is Sylvia, but I will not call Ying Yan. She's a Ying Yan from Windsor Chinese Land Church. He's also the work at the Daily Bread. So another is from our mainland China. The middle one, our C position, is our local pastor, speak a local language. He can't speak English. We just join. His name we call Jinja. Ninja. So yeah, he's a local pastor. I'm there, your name is Japanese name. Do you know? I don't know. Ninja.
Ninja.
Ninja. Yeah.
So tell us, why are their faces a bit, you've taken out some faces here.
Yeah, our team name is called Yahweh Yireh, called the Lord will pray. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, this is our team. Yeah. We you know, rice our local clothes. So it's a this typical village in Himalaya mountains. Or yeah, this normally the size from some small one, 100 people. The bigger size can 2,000 people or one village.
Okay.
Yeah. We through this mission, we experience the power of the Holy Spirit. I think every morning, even there, we have our morning devotion, and evening debrief after village. Whenever it's 10 p.m., 11 p.m., we have morning time is our the devotion time. So another thing is no electricity, almost 2 hours electricity. So we send every early morning here is 3 a.m. I send picker back. It's only 2 hours time we have the electricity, we have the internet. So sometimes I have to mention, we are Alliance Church formed through China because our founder, A.B. Simpson, had a dream. In 1878, he had a dream. In his dream, he saw lots of millions of Chinese people. I don't know how, because, you know, that time, the pigtail. Oh, that's Chinese people. He wanted to China to proclaim. Until 1897, he sent Jeffrey go to China. 1897 is our CMA founded that time. So that time, sent Jeffrey to China. The same, I think, here. Our church is with China. Right now, our Chinese people, our Chinese church with the Indian, is a Muslim world. This God's the leading, I think. Yeah. We value the scripture. When through this mission, I know every word in the Bible is true. Even the small word, we never pay attention to it. This time, is it true? We got later, we'll share the story. Very, yeah, lots of the amazing story. Yeah. Why we seldom experience the power of the Holy Spirit? Because we stay here, the cold air. Think about even no electricity, no clean drinking water, no enough food. Can we go to do the gospel again? I think it's different. Yeah. We don't know sometimes God's command. God's command, the vision is Christ-centered. They found send us. This morning I share, even from Abraham, Moses, from Isaiah, from Jonah, whenever you want, you say can say no, but God wants to send you. And even David, Jesus Christ himself, he did it. Yeah, show the what's the model to all the disciples. So I know in the past I think, oh, why don't you go? Why? Yeah, a lot of judges in my heart, but through this time I know not. It's God's will. It's God know who is the person who can send, who are group of people who can send, he can send them. So it's from my own heart first, and transform my own first. Then I am a sinner, I really sinner. Yeah, I know I can go. Yeah, then it's not from me, because Jesus Christ. Yeah. Sometimes why we don't go? I think we don't have enough training. So our training is very hard. So every day I have to run. So 4 months. 4 months is enough to train we call the ordinary people do the great mission. So we are ordinary people. But with God training, we totally changed. So it's not our can do it. It's together. We can do it. You know, another pastor last week talked with me. Chinese churches always like to do the mission conference since Lawson that in 1990s. Every year, this year in Switzerland, next year in Turkey, next year in Malaysia, next year, last year in São Paulo, Brazil. This year they were joining Indonesia. Last October, I went to Toronto. Every year, a lot of this mission conference, but we seldom sell missionaries out. Mm. 50 years, less 50 missionaries, Chinese missionaries, I mean, at UUPG. UUPG means unreached, unengaged people groups. We sell them. We just meeting, lots of meeting. Every meeting you think, you go to Turkey, how much you spend? Yeah, here, one person only several thousand can go there.
What's
Jerusalem at that time? When we read the Bible, read the book of the Acts of the chapter 1 and 8, what's the Jerusalem? Jerusalem at that time is crucified. Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. People at that time, when they do the mission, they're scared because they don't know what will happen to them in Jerusalem. What's Judea? Judea people hate them. You read the book of Acts. Jewish people always against Paul, against Barnabas, against Peter, against a lot of people. When they share the gospel, they let people to drive the apostles to from this city to another city. So Samaria. You don't want to go to that. That place we can imagine that. Even Rome. What's the end of earth? We don't know. It's an unknown area. Some think that they were powerful, very strong outside. We can send you to jail. You can, a lot of dangerous things happen. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, the end of the earth. I think from another view to read the Bible, we talk to each other. We read the Bible, also God let us read the Bible from another view. Yeah. There are a lot like that thing sounds, like huge walls, huge blocks, two block out, 12 feet.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's our field mission process. You can just read it. We training through Zoom. I still remember we were doing in the London Heathrow. We pray together, and then we jump. We hallelujah. Say people say it's a crazy man, crazy Chinese. Mm-hmm. But okay, our heart is there. It's filled by Holy Spirit. It's different. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. They call the AI our airplane AI, not a. It's called Air India, called AI. The symbol is called Air India. There, the whole airplane, more than 300 people, is a big plane from London to India.
Wow.
But they know our Chinese because only 5 Chinese people in the plane. So, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, we met a lot of people, the Bible read. We met people sick at birth, the lame, the blind, the local priest, the elders, the village leaders, even some people very hardened. We also met the normal woman, the high leader, the policeman's, the police bureau policeman's wife, the huge house there. Also the pure, very hard. We like children. The children, the heart, very, very pure, very, very different. Young men, and the heart, very passionate for gospel.
So there's many stories that I'm gonna pull them out of you very quickly in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We're gonna pull out as many stories then as we can from your time there and to see some of these pictures and go through some of these stories. So we'll go through as quick as we can in the next.
Yeah, the first picture, the left one is our local pastor's sister, because I hate Pastor Michael, because I invite you group to my family because it's very hard for me to share gospel with my family members. People, I share lots of times, they are refused. Her sister, the daughter, converted last year, but this last 2 years ago, but his sister is refused. This time, we went to her house, met the whole family, we shared gospel them up there. The 7 days later, we met her, he raised her the, you know, the Indian hit a red point in the middle of the head.
The third eye, yeah.
Yeah, the village is a whole, you cannot believe. And the late, first thing we, you know, local people, the men, what they do, the women's the position very, very low. They do everything. The men, the thing is a gamble, first thing. Second thing is they drink every day. Second thing is make babies. That's their things. The ladies do harvest the rice, build a house, give baby, and to the river, get the sand back, put on the back to the mountain, get the firewood to home.
Yeah.
The lady do everything, cook meal, everything is for the lady's work. Men, nothing. He does smoke, gamble, and drink. I can't believe that. That's the I think that's one village, but it's a whole village story like that. So they need the gospel.
Yeah.
A total change. So we pray, God, give us the men. We share the gospel first to the men. We change the men. We change the culture. We change the men. We change the village. We change the men. The whole blessing to this area. God's love will be there. Yeah. Those that we pray. So after the later days, every day, there are lots and lots of men to hear the gospel. Even the local pastor cannot believe that. Because in the past, most of the time, it's the villages, the village of the ladies, sisters, because sisters are too hard for them to say that they go to Jesus. No, this time it's lots of men. Lots of men they go to.
So it's miraculous that all these men were coming out and but yet there were some women that also were coming out as well.
This first day story. When we to the village, that village is close to China, only far from 3 kilometers from China border. So we cross the border, that's China. You see the mountain, north side is China. We see, when we that place is. That's an amazing place. You know, you see that, you hear the story when Jesus Christ on the beach or the mountain to teach people. No microphone, nothing. Just use your hand. You can talk, everybody can hear. Thousand people can, you find the right places people can hear. The echo, your sound there, is a God nature speaker. It's an unfair, a big.
Yes.
But there, we met a lot of ladies. We think, there's a big, a huge fish, very good, hallelujah. We can, a lot of people will know Jesus Christ. Almost 1,000 people there. The small one, when we share the gospel, people refused. None, zero. Why? When we share Jesus' name, one lady, the priest, he fled from the crowd, fly that way. And when she stood up, he cursed the name of Jesus. He cursed us, and the people grabbed the stones. We in the middle. See, from the outside, the local pastor, no, it's very, very dangerous. We must go. So we go. No people, zero. Zero people converted that day. All ladies, almost 1,000 ladies. What's the reason? The UN has a program there called the Small Loan Program. That day, they told the village, the village, if you come, give you one bar, small bar, soap. If you come, give one small bar, soap. So lots of ladies went there to get the small bar, soap. So they came. But they refused to listen to the gospel. That says, no people, zero. That first day, zero. We were very sad that day, actually. And when we from down to the foot of the mountain, we have a pickup truck. They want to take our car away. No, we said, you don't listen to Jesus, we don't want you. But we're afraid, no, we can't do that. Yeah, they are illegal. They stand in our, several, more than 10 ladies stand in our pickup truck back. We see in the driver's side. So we drive to their villages. Lots and lots of ladies, yeah.
So that day is that day, obviously, very disappointing day. None of them came to faith, and yet then they asked for a ride.
But on that day, it's a totally different story. When we got the hotel, the driver told us, "Pastor Michael, I want to become a Christian. What's going on?" Because that day very late. When we got the hotel, it's very, very late. So our mountain, only 3 meters wide, the road, is a gravel road, a lot of stone there. They said, no rail, nothing. When your car, if you follow over, it's a cliff, gone. And so that day, no light, you know, the dark is a mountain night.
Nighttime is very
you
dark.
You can see the lot of stars there. Our light only the 2 meters away. We don't know what happened there. When we got the hotel, the driver said he feel very peaceful in his heart. Mm. That's the reason. This God is different. I want to know this God.
Wow.
So we shared the gospel at our hotel. The first part, tomorrow, follow us. We will share not the next part. So that the first day, the driver converted. You never know.
You never know. Yeah. Seeing the power of God at work. We'll get time for about one more story, Michael. So yeah. I'm not sure which one you wanted to share here as we wrap up.
Yeah, like that's the main. Like the village. I think two start.
Okay.
Another one.
Next one.
So because we went to the village elder, the village, the leader, always against us. Mm. Sometimes not allow us to enter the village. But we prayed, God, I want the village elder become Christian. Mm. The last day, the right one, he's the Chunjang, the leader of the chief of the village. He converted. He had two houses. He opened one for church.
Wow.
So all the men follow him to convert it.
Wow.
Baptized. So that's a God listened to our prayers.
Yes.
That's the power of prayers.
Another one.
One day is Saturday, no people. That's a Friday afternoon. Oh, that's the driver.
That's
the first one, the young guy, the driver, and he converted. Next school story. We shared the David and Goliath drum there. The Friday, the holiday is a Saturday. All Nepal people is
Their day off is on Saturday.
So Friday also morning is a sad morning. No people believe us. We went there. One way to go there, they drove out. Some people curse us. Some people spoke very bad words to us. And when we met a lot of men, some men gamble. They said, "Oh, you're Chinese. Okay, we want to listen your message. Give us 10 minutes." And when after we finish our gambling, we will listen. We wait 1.5 hours. They didn't come, just from there to there. So we were sad. We left. Then we met lots of young kids there.
Oh, the young kids, yes.
This one is come back to this hour. This hour, another. This hour road. You know, we see.
Oh, that's the road. Yes.
We go there. It's that's very narrow. I took a picture of this one. It's this is a case, another one.
One more?
Yeah. This is a case. That Friday afternoon. We met these junior high students. "Do you want to hear our share gospel?" "Yay," they said. We went to their school. We opened the school classroom, went there. 35 half they have their girls there, boys there. All boys and girls converted. All boys and girls baptized.
Wow.
And we said, "How can I follow you guys after we leave?" They said, "Pastor, don't worry about it. The elected leader, one brother. Yeah, they said, we read the Bible for them. That young lady, there's a great. These are all the grade 9. So they will, don't worry about it. We will follow the whole, this group. We hope next year we will know there what happened, or this summer. We will contact Jinja. We will know the their situation. Yeah. That's the pure, another one. Then God gave a lot of young people. I really, this last several days, last 3 days, I met a lot of young people. The last one is a very rich man. His land, we went to his land. His land, we can see. We take a picture of that.
Lots of land.
We can see the end. The huge land. A lot of workers are at his land. So it's a big landlord. Yeah, the whole family. Even that lady is his servant. The lady servant. All the whole family converted.
Wow.
And he said he will donate some land to build a church.
Wow.
That's the last day. God, I think God, if the first day do these things, we will be proud. Oh, we will do. But the last day, okay, you know. Yeah, the young people very encourage us.
Very good. This, wow.
Hope for the next generation. Naples will be different. When they,
We have to wrap up here, Michael.
Yeah.
So is there any final words that you'd like to say to us about Nepal here today?
Yeah, I hope you can join our training, Going Beyond Missions. Yeah, it's all amazing. It's from our background, from Alliance Church. We apply for the charity organization. We didn't expect it. We can get the charity number, but last year, the February, we applied in January. We got our approved from a government in February.
Man.
So we also, then we formed this organization called Going Beyond Missions. So we do training, and this year we finish, and from local Zoom, and first is a 4 month local training, doing Zoom training, finish, we have Zoom camp there. Last year we had Three Hills. 2 years ago we had Providence, the center. But this year we also Three Hills. So we have the Calgary and the Edmonton. We join together, we have the group, and we have that. If you approve, you can join the field mission to Nepal, Indian, Malaysia, or this year which is Bangladesh. But it's very different because it's all area is UUPG. The people, local people, is always the first time to hear the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the people, they never, because they have no opportunity. The local living the life every day, only $1, US dollar, or $2.
Yeah.
That's a living. So we have $100, we can support the local pastor to do the mission there. So that's their situation.
That's good.
Yeah.
So lots of ways we could be involved in the future. We're going to continue to be involved with Going Beyond Mission. And I'm wondering, Michael, then, can I pray over you?
Yeah.
And I'll pray for Going Beyond Mission as well as we wrap up here today. So church, would you stand with us as we pray for Going Beyond Mission and for Pastor Michael and our work and how we can then join? Maybe God is calling you to be a part of this mission as well. And there's opportunity for that. So please come talk to Pastor Michael and we can get you connected to this as well. So Jesus, today, we thank you. We first want to thank you for this mighty work that you've been up to. How you've been changing lives, and these numbers make no sense in our minds of thousands coming to faith and hundreds of churches being started. And the training is ongoing. We pray for those young people, that young hope, that young woman and young boy that stood up, that those grade 9 kids who said, we are going to be champions of the gospel. They can come to us for scripture, and we will move forward in your name. And so, God, we pray for them today, that as they meet, as they gather, as they talk about you, Jesus, that you would transform their lives more and more. I pray for that village where the man came to faith and all the men came to faith, that God, you would be transforming that village for you, that their lives would be transformed from gambling and drinking to serving you and serving the people around them, Lord Jesus. We pray for that group of women who rejected the gospel, that, Lord, somehow you would come in and in a powerful way make your way into their community, maybe through that simple act of giving them a ride to their village on the back of that pickup. Would that be a powerful witness, Lord Jesus, as well? We are so grateful for the driver, Lord Jesus, who came to faith, and for the wife as well, and the sister, I guess, to Jesus. So there's so many ways, Lord, that you are at work in stories we haven't even been able to tell here today. But God, maybe you are calling us as well individually, and we certainly know you've been calling us as a church. May we hear your call and not simply meet about it, but be on mission as well. So Lord, we pray for Michael as well as he helps champion this for your kingdom and glory. Pray for going beyond mission, for that charitable status, but also, Lord Jesus, that we would be a disciple-making organization to send people out for your kingdom, for your glory. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.